So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. A car was torched in a late-night blaze horror. Soap stars arrive in perfect Norwich, and a city home is finally rat-free after a year of stress.
A woman who spent more than a year trapping 60 rats is relieved that her nightmare is finally over. Shirina Rini, who lives in Elizabeth Fry Road in Earlham, was at her wit's end dealing with rodents running amok through her home. Shirina was pleading with Broadland Housing Association for help, but was told it didn't have enough money to help replace items around the house contributing to the issue, including the kitchen floor, where the rats would work their way through her cupboards for food. However, after contacting this newspaper a year ago, the council came out just a month later to stop more rats from entering the house. Shirina, 45, said, "Because I went to the evening news, the council decided to pull its finger out and dug up the front garden to see where the rats were coming from. I think because the old drainage system wasn't capped off when the houses were built, it let the rats get in. So it was cleared and concreted over so that the rats couldn't get back in. They also replaced the flooring in the kitchen, filled in any holes they thought would cause a problem, and laid poison around just in case. Thankfully for Shirina, since then there have been no issues with rodents, relieving a year of stress."
A dealer who operated a drugs line that sold crack and heroin brought to Norfolk from Liverpool has been jailed. Joshua Fuchsbolt, 23, was found to be running two linked mobile phone numbers after police seized a handset from him during an investigation into an assault. Messages proved it was used to sell drugs in Norwich, but had also been used to arrange at least one trip to Liverpool, which prosecutors said was to purchase crack and heroin. Norwich Crown Court was told the phone number, dubbed the Scouse Line, had primarily been managed by a co-defendant, Connor Quinn, who was sentenced to 5 years and 5 months last October. A 16-year-old who cannot be named was also sentenced at youth court for conspiracy to supply drugs after evidence showed both he and Quinn had travelled to Liverpool with £10,000 in cash.
Video footage has captured the moment someone set fire to a visually impaired man's car in a seemingly random act of arson. The incident happened in George Winter Court in Catton Grove when a Nissan Juke was seen on fire in the middle of the night. David Allen, who is registered blind and has a close friend help drive him around the city, was woken up by frantic neighbours. CCTV footage shows someone setting a light to an item and placing it under the vehicle. Mr. Allen, 60, said, "My neighbours raised the alarm for me, and when I went outside, all I could do was see the flames coming from my car." Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service crews from Sproston and Earlham arrived at the scene and used hose reels to extinguish the fire.
A city pub, struck by a cyber nightmare, is offering 144 pints of free beer in a new competition. The Brewery Tap in Sproston Road has launched a giveaway of two kegs to one follower on their new social media page. To win the competition, entrants must like the Brewery Tap Norwich on Facebook and share and tag 10 friends they would drink the beer with. Owner of the Brewery Tap, Mark White, said, "Our Facebook page was hacked after we spent the last 13 years building up 12,000 followers. It's amazing just how important social media is to any business. The pub industry is going through quite a hard time at the moment, and losing that voice is incredibly disheartening. All the memories from when we first started, photos of celebrations and awards, Everything's been lost because of some cyber nightmare. So we thought, let's start again, make a brand new Facebook page, build as much of a following as possible, because we've got a lot of things to tell lots of people. Growing our pub over the last 13 years, seeing our fantastic regulars and embracing the community around us is what we're all about. The competition will begin once the Facebook page hits 2,000 likes, with a closing date to be announced.
A trio of soap stars have swapped the Cobbles and the Dales for a major UK tour of a new comedy drama play. The Syndicate is based on the hit BBC One show of the same name and adapted from the first series. It tells the story of five supermarket workers whose lottery syndicate numbers come in just as their jobs and livelihoods are under threat. Titan of TV, Kay Miller, created both the series and stage show, with the latter her final theatre project before her death 2 years ago. She had already asked her daughter and actress Gaina Fey, Hemmerdale on Coronation Street, to co-direct the play, who is going it alone. Fey, who also stars in the show, said, "Mum's shoes are big ones to fill, but I understand what her vision was for this production because I have been by her side from the very beginning." The stellar cast also includes Corriesbrook Vincent and Samantha Giles from Emmerdale, who played Sophie Webster and Bernice Blackstock, respectively.